Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders every other Tuesday. Be'ez Hashem. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Be'ez Hashem be joining the shiur. Just one update. Last shiur we mentioned that we are now, the Life and Torah of Leaders are now on the 24/6 platform. So it was pointed out to me that if you have a 24/6 device, it does not have podcasts on it, because it's more for the children without the online access or whatever it is. So it doesn't have podcasts on there. However, we got approved by 24/6 Mashkiach to be put under Torah Shiurim. So on the device, it is also available under Torah Shiurim. If it's online or whatever, however else, or the app, it's under podcasts, so you could check us out there on 24/6. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis and his family, Bottom Line Marketing Group, as a schus for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. And we'd like to give a mazel tov to Rabbi Yitzchak. He printed a book with Art Scrolled called A Practical Guide to Winning Relationships. It's a very informative book. I urge everybody to purchase it and read it. He gleans from the Torah all different types of relationships, etzas, seichel dika things, all with a proper ashkafa coming from sources in the Torah. I remember, I guess it's going to be just about 4 years now, January of 2022. We went together, Rabbi Yitzchak and myself, to the Dirshu Vilna Shabbos, and we went a day early and spent a day in Germany. I took him around there to different places, and he was working on this book then. This book is a work of 7 years it took him, and he was working on it then, and he was sharing some of the ideas with me and showing me some of his things that he had written. So we wish him a mazel tov and atzlocha on this book. And this is something that everyone could learn from and everyone can gain from. Today's shiur is sponsored by my good friend Moshe Tobal. Should be a schus for alagot zachin, for things to bez Hashem be matzliach and besuras taivas in his family bez Hashem. Okay, we are going now a different neighborhood. I won't say mamash different kufa, but a different neighborhood. We've been talking about the Mishnas Chachamim and the Halachas Ketanes and many of the Yerushalayim, Gedolim. We were in the Rishonim. And now we're going to go to one of the Gedolim that I've wanted to, as we've mentioned him numerous times, Reb Ephraim HaKoyim Mivilna, the Shar Ephraim, who was Nifter in 1678, Yugimel Sivan Tov Lamaches. We came across the Shar Ephraim numerous times. We came across the Shar Ephraim when we talked about Vilna in the times of the Shach, and Vilna in the times of the Chalkas Mechaikik, Vilna in the times of the Berag Goyla. We talked about Reb Ephraim HaKoyim Mivilna. We recently came across him, Derech Agav, a little bit, in the Shir and Reb Yaakov Kuli, the Alchemy Amloyes. Rabbi Yaakov Kuli's father, Rabbi Mocher Kuli, who was a son-in-law by the Maram Chaviv, Rabbi Moshe Chaviv. But when Rabbi Moshe Chaviv's daughter was Nifteres, and he was an Almain, in his second Zivug, he married the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda Leib, the son of the Shar Ephraim. So a granddaughter of the Shar Ephraim. That's how we connected, crossed his path more recently. And in my Sefer on Sfira, I talk about him as well a little bit. There's a little paragraph about the Shar Ephraim when he was running away and the story. Now, of course, we talked about him. He's the grandfather of the Chaim Tzvi and the great-grandfather of Ibn Gevemdin. So we talked about him in both of those shiurim as well. And the story about the Shar Ephraim's daughter and son-in-law. You can listen to the shir on Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the story with she was an aguna, and her husband ended up showing up even after a heter. I'm not going to go into all of that now, even though I know I just did, but you can listen to those shiurim that are more nagei over there for those details. So let's talk about Rabbi Ephraim HaKoyim Mivilna, the Shar Ephraim. In Simen Kuf Aleph, he signs his name, Anoichi Ofer V'Ephraim, but there's a little like quotation marks by the Yud Mem, because like Anoichi Ofer V'Efer V'Ephraim Ben Merener Rav Yaakov Mi Beis Aron Mi Vilna. So he always signed himself as Ephraim, the son of Rav Yaakov, a Kayan or Mi Beis Aron from the city of Vilna. Now his son, in the end of the Akdama, here's a nice long Akdama, which most of our shir is going to come from the Akdama to the Shar Ephraim. He calls him Kayin Tzedek, Shal Shelis Hayachas, Miyuchse HaKahuna. He has great Yichus in Kahuna, Nishtal Shele Ish Min Pi Ish, Kibla. It's a little bit of a rhyme over there, that's why it sounds the way it is. It went a Kabbalah from person to person, Ad Aron HaKohen Oila, that they have a yichus all the way straight back to Aron HaKohen. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Shelis Yavetz Chelik Aleph Peites in a Haggah over there, where he's talking about bringing karbanos to Zman Hazeh, you'll need a Kohen Miyuchas, and he writes, it's a Haggah from Ksav Yad Kodshei Kimeduma Shamati Me'abamari Shazkeni Achosid Shebekuna, that I heard from my father the Cham Tzvi that his grandfather Achosid Shebekuna Hagoyin Shar Ephraim Hayloi Sefer Yichusai Adzman Abayis, he had a Sefer Yichus until the Beis Hamikdash, but never b'tmurois Keres Hayomim, and he got lost in things that happened during the day. So there it says he had a Shtar Yichus back to the Beis Hamikdash. In Megillah Sefer, the Yavetz writes, he had a Ksav Yichus all the way back to Aron HaKohen. So they were Kahanim Miyuchasim. Now, his grandfather was someone named Rebbe Ephraim Fish. The Shar Ephraim's grandfather, he was named after him. Rebbe Ephraim Fish was the Roish to the Adas Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim. He was the head of the Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim. And just like in the Hakdama, the Shar Ephraim writes about his son writes about him that at the end of his life, as we'll see, the Shar Ephraim was asked to be the Rav of Yerushalayim. So he says Zakenait, his grandfather, to be Memala, the Makam of Zakenait. He was asked to sit on the Rabbanus. Kibali Geris Rabbanus Mirshalayim V'yamali Mekayim Zekenai, and he'll fill the place of his grandfather Hatayir Hagolder Rabbeinu Ephraim Shehaya, he was the Rav in Yerushalayim Zeshmeinim Shana B'Yerushalayim. Now this was written, I don't know when it was written, Akdama, but Shar Ephraim was printed in Tuf Mem Ches by his son, so 1688, so he says 80 years ago he was the Rav in Yerushalayim. So it seems like in the beginning of the 1600s Rebbe Ephraim Fish was the Rav of Yerushalayim, and this was in the days of the Radvaz, in the days of the Shita Mekubetzes or Betzal Ashkenazi. In Tshuvas Maritatz Chelak Aleph Simkuf Samach, we mentioned this tshuva once also. It was about was negated. It stuck us the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. I think we mentioned it in the Shir on the Betzal Ashkenazi. So he says the Rav of the Ashkenazim was a Rav of Fish. Hayirav Mefursim Medayin. He was a Rav of Mefursim Medayin. Vani Shamati Samaritat says I heard. In his yeshiva, he had more than 200 talmidim gedolim v'chachamim. Presumably, he's referring to Rabbi Ephraim Fish, before he came to Yerushalayim, he was the Rav of Brisk. He was the son-in-law of the Marshal, and he was the Rav of Brisk, and he was the Rebbe of the Bach. And in fact, the Bach in Arachayim Reishayin Vav at the end, he says, "V'chein kibalti mimerei Rav Vish." The Vav and the Fe are always interchangeable. Fish, Vish, depends like how you pronounced it. Meira Vish Zalmi Bristolita. So this was his grandfather, was Rav Ephraim Fish, who was the Rav Rashiv and Brisk, and eventually was a Rav in Yerushalayim. Now the Shar Ephraim himself, again named after his Zayda, Rav Ephraim Fish. He was born Be'erich in the year Shinayin Vav, 1616. We know this because he was Nifter in 1678, and his son says he was Nifter when he was 66 years old. So Be'erich 1616, he was born in Vilna. He learned from the Rav of Vilna, Reb Moshe, the Avezin of Vilna, who we know as the Chelkas Mechaykek. In Simon Chafei, he writes, Shar Ephraim V'chein Kibalti, Mimori Agoin, Maharam, Rav Moshe Av Bezdin Kak Vilna in Simukov Gimel Verisi Gam came Besefer Moi Verabi Harav Bal Chelkas Mechaykek. And over there also in Kif Gimel he writes because of Malus Teirasai Shiksha Rav Marash Kadunayver Bal Birchas Hazavach. he says to the person who's asking, he says that you wrote that this question was asked by Rav Shmuel Kaidenover, who was the author of the Birchas HaZevach. He's also the author of the Tiferes Shmuel. Hopefully, Bez Hashem will do a shir on him soon. He says, so the Sha'ar Ephraim says, Bemis Kishayinu Yachad B'Kila Kedosha, when we were together in the Kila Kedosha Mufuara Vilna, B'Veis Midrashenu, so he learned together with the Birchas HaZevach, Rav Shmuel Kaidenover, in the same Bez Medrash, Hikshem So he says, this question that you're saying from the Birchas HaZevach, I remember when we were together in Yeshiva, in Vilna, our Rebbe, the Chalkas Mechaikik, asked the following question. Now, in the Hakdama to Sha'ar Ephraim, it says there, Chavraya Kadisha, there was a holy group, Haloheima Rabbanim HaMuvakim, these are these Rabbanim Uvhakim, who are they? Mechutanav. It's interesting, he calls them both the Mechutanim of the Sha'ar Ephraim. Now, we're not sure exactly how many children the Sha'ar Ephraim had, we know a few of them, but somehow, these he calls them Mechutanav, Harabanim, Rein of Aaron Shmuel Kaidenover, Balberchaz HaZevach, like we just said, Umerein Rav Shabsai Kayin, Balsif Sai Kayin, and the Shach. So the Chavraya Kadisha here was the Shach and the Berchaz HaZevach, and the Sha'ar Ephraim. This was the Chavraya Kadisha, and he says, Rogza Ha'aretz Tachas Eila Shloisha, the ground was burning under these three people, Ve'al Tzivam, and on top of them, the one who stood over them, Oyuzu V'hadu Levusha, Charif U'makshe, Av Ezdin V'ram, Be'ir Ve'im B'Yisrael, Kak Vilna, Merein Rav Moshe, Balchalkas Mechaikik, so the one who was above them was the Rav of Vilna, the Balchalkas Mechaikik, Hachi Nichbar Min HaShloisha, the most Chashev of all three. In Simukov Gimel, he says, like we mentioned before, Mashikshe B'Shei Mechutani Amisi, so he calls the Reb Shmuel Kaidenover, the Birchas HaZevach, my Mechutan and Amisi and my friend, Harav Marash Bal Birchas HaZevach. In Simon and Aleph, he writes, B'yoyse b'irsha chachamim v'soifim l'lekim kak Vilna, hikshesi al-pizeh kushya g'dayla, I asked a big question, l'amisa rabbonim to my friends, the rabbonim Rash Kaidenover, Rash Kaim Balsif Sekayin, so he calls them his Mechutanim, he calls them his friends. Now, in the Akdama, it continues the story, and it says, V'yosim yoshvei b'kila kadisha anis keres, and they were sitting in this holy city, Don Yadin, he judged, ka'achad sheftei Yisrael, like one of the sheftim in Klai Yisrael, ze'esrim shana, for 20 years, elav yavion kol davar akasha. So the Sha'ar Ephraim was on the Bezdin, we know the Shach was on the Bezdin, this was the Bezdin. The Bezdin in Vilna, the Rosh Af Bezdin, the Rav was the Chalkas Mechaikik. For 20 years, he was the Rav, he was a Dayan in Vilna, says his son. Now, this was talking about, when he writes this, he was referring to the year Tav Tesvav, 1655, as we know from many previous shurim, that's when Vilna was overrun, and that's when they had to run, they had to leave, the Shach had to leave, the Baragayla had to leave, everyone had to run different directions. So if that's true, so it turns out, if he was a Dayan for 20 years, he became a Dayan at the young age of 19. If you remember, the Shach also became a Dayan at that around that age, very young age. The Shach was a little younger than the Sha'ar Ephraim, but it comes out that Sha'ar Ephraim was already a Dayan in Vilna at the age of 19. Now, back in Akdama, later on his son writes about his mother, the wife of the Sha'ar Ephraim, Imen Merosi Hagvira Chasidovak, Chvoida Tzadekes Moras Rochel Imenu, he calls her Bas. Now, just so you should know, he writes over there, she was Nifter Ches Kislev. Ches Kislev was Friday when I began working on the Shir on the Sha'ar Ephraim. It was actually the yard site of his Rebbetzin, Rochel. Bas Marin Rav Elya, the daughter of Rav Elya, Neched Hagoyna Mefursam Anikr Bifiko Rav Elya Baal Shem, who was a grandson of the one who was a very famous Rav Elya Baal Shem. Baal Shem was the name for like people who were able to do miracles. He was the Rav in a city called Chelm. The famous Chacham Tzvi we mentioned a few times in Siman Tzadi Gimel that the Mishaburim even brings down, that Av Safek, someone who's created, creates a golem, we call them, through a person, through Sefer Yetzira, V'chein ha'idu al zekeini, if he could be mitzdarif to a minion or not. And he writes, V'chein ha'idu al zekeini ha'goyin mir Rav Elyo ha'bezin de kak chelm. They were made on my grandfather Rav Elyo, the Rav of Chelm. And my question is he mitzdarv tasar? And Shailas Yaivitz Chelav Beis Simen Pei Beis. That was the Cham Tzvi. So the son Rabbi Yaakov Endem and Shailas Yaivitz says, Agav Azkir Kan Masha Shemati Mipek Koidesh Avi Marizal Masha Karo. I'm going to tell you, Derech Agav, he also handles the Yaivitz this question of the Cham Tzvi, if he's mitzdarv to a minion. And the end, he writes, Agav, I'm going to tell you what my father told me, that after that rebellion, Baal Shem saw that this Goylam was getting bigger and bigger. He was afraid he was going to destroy the world. So he took, there was the shame of Hashem was stuck on his forehead, and that's what gave him, so to speak, the life. He pulled it off, Vishav Lafari, went back to being dirt. However, while he was pulling it off, I guess he had to fight with him. He hurt him. Vasabai Srita Bafanov, and the Rebellion of Baal Shem had a scratch on his face. It seems that it was something that was lasting, a scar on his face from this, when he was trying to take off the shame of Hashem to get the life out of this Goylam. And in Matzpach HaSfarim, the Yaivitz writes, I heard this from my father, Mipek Kodesh Bialdusi, when I was young, come upon him many times. Now in Shema Gedolim, when it talks about Rebellion Baal Shem, so the Chida writes over there, Shamati, I heard from someone who heard from the son of the Shar Ephraim, miracles that Rebellion used to do, B'Koyach Kabbalah Maisis, through the power of Kabbalah, action Kabbalah that's able to do things, Hatzorech, Leis Hatzorech V'Hasakonim, when there are times of need, or times of danger, he used to save Klal Yisrael through his Kabbalah Maisis. Continues the Akdama to Shar Ephraim. Vayi kasher nepach. Vayi ayoy masher nepach lov gilgul chama v'ketzef. It was the day when things got overturned and there was anger, misibas, rash amalchamas. There was this noise of war. Varetz roasha, and the land was shaking. Higla goylach ha-goyla. My father had to go. Exile after exile, betiltul akoshe, with a hard, very, very hard traveling. Ad shabola medinas Marin. He came to Marin. So when you look at a map, Vilna's all the way up north. Marin, Moravia, that's where Prague is, all those areas. That's like 1,200 kilometers, whatever that is in miles, 9,000 miles. It's a long road to travel. When you look at the maps of where and how the Shach ended up, where he ended up, it was a very, very, when he means here, betiltul akoshe. So he came to Marin, and Niskabel Shom L'Rav, he was a Rav there in Marin. Now, Marin, Moravia, is like it's a Medina, it's, I don't say a country, but it's a province, it's an area. Which city exactly is not so clear, as we'll see in a second. V'hirbitz Torah b'Yisrael Shonim Shleimus Etamim Hashisha, and he was Marbitz Torah in Marin for 6 years. Daylo Mashke, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Haya Arbi Shivase HaMafura, he had a yeshiva there, B'Pilpul Usvara. Now, it says that he was the Rav, they say he was the Rav in Mezrich, in Marin. Like it says in Simon Unches, Shalani Pai Kak Mezrich, Bishnas Tav Chaf Aleph. Tav Chaf Aleph makes sense. If Tav Tesvav, he ran away till he got there for 6 years, so Tav Chaf Aleph, he was still in Marin. Now the only problem is, I don't know what city this is. Mezrich is a city in the Ukraine. So I'm not sure where Mezrich is in Marin. Maybe there is such a city, I couldn't find it. I saw someone else wanted to say Teshbitz, or Trebitch as they call it today, which is a city in Marin. I'm not 100% sure, Mechatesi, it's that city. There is a tshuva, actually, that he writes to the people of Teshbitz, but he doesn't write Poi. He doesn't say, I got this tshuva. Like by Mezrich, he says, Shalani Poi, they asked me here. So there must be some city, Mezrich maybe has a different name. If someone could, you know, figure that out for me, I'd be very happy to hear what it is, but he was in Marin for 6 years. Now in Kuf Yud Ches, he writes, Idea Lamar, I'll tell you that it's about 14 years since I was a Rav in Medinas Marin, and I had a Vikuach B'tshuvasi, and I had a back and forth B'tshuvas in Magoin, Marenu of Menachem Mendel, Abbez, in the Kak Nikolsberg, which is Nikolsberg, which is the Tzemach Tzedek HaKadma, in the Rav of Nikolsberg. We mentioned him many times as well. So I had a Vikuach with him. It's Marin is not the biggest of areas. Nikolsberg, as we know, whoever was the Rav of there was the Rav of the Medina as well. We know from many previous Yurim. So he handled with the Tzemach Tzedek HaRishon, or HaKadmon. Huvashana HaShviyas continues the Akdama. After 6 years, in the 7th year, Nishmal Kotruas Mochamas Bartenu, the war came to Marin. Baruch Le'ir HaGdelu Rabosi B'deas Prague, so he ran to Prague. Prague is Bohemia, it's a little bit to the west over there. And he was Marbitz Torah with the Balibatim in the Beis HaMedrash. Doesn't sound like he had a yeshiva. Sounds like he learns with the Balibatim in the Beis HaMedrash. And in Siman Sadi Gimel, Nidrashti, Lasher Shulini, Pai Kak Prague, there's a tshuva about what happened here in Prague. Shabbos Bereshis, meaning on Shabbos. Parshas B'Shalach, in the year Tav Chav Dalid, there was in the Jewish ghetto, the Rechayv HaYehudim, there was someone died, and they told the Kayin, and the Kayin went out, and the only way to get out of the street was to go under the oil where the mace was. U'muchrach lamid sham kol yom ha-Shabbos, and he would have to stand there all the day of Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, until Sunday afternoon when they were going to take the mace out. And it was Chodesh Shvat, with Kargal that was freezing, and he wanted to know if there's any makom heter for him to leave or had to stay out in the street. That was the shaila that he was asked in Prague. Ad Sheniskabel continues the Akdama Lekak Vina, till he was accepted in the city of Wien. So Wien now is going southeastish, so it's 300 kilometers. It's to Wien, in Vienna. Beveis Mechutein HaRosh VaKotzim, in the vase of our Mechutin, the Rosh and Kotzin Akvir Marinav couple. Vim Benoy with his son, Tayre Gdula B'Makam Echad, Rav Amuvik, Yisrael HaBez Nimbroida. Eventually his son became the Rav in Brod, this Rebbe Yisrael. Vim Shar Bali Trisim, and with the other Talmidei Chachamim, Hishmia Tayrasa, he said his Tayra. So it sounds like he was in this house, teaching Tayra, and this Gvir must have his mansion's house. And his son was learning there as well, together with other Talmidei Chachamim. Mereisha L'Seifo, Miseifo L'Reisha. From the beginning to the end, and then to the beginning, he taught Tayra. Achar advar meila, and after that, shalach elav mikak budin, b'losh and askenaz oibin. So they sent him from Budin, which is another 2,240 kilometers east. So that's what we call today Budapest. Buda and Pest are two different cities on two different sides of the river. And now it's one big city called Budapest. But it was called Buda or Budin. In German it was called Oibin. So, That's where he was called to be the Rav, Kala Kadisha, Bishnas, in what year? Vehem Tuku Liraglecha, Tav Chavav, Vehem Tuku Liraglecha, was the year he became Niskabel Lirav Lamatz. He was accepted as the Rav, and the Maritzedek, the Dayan, V'yoshev B'neam HaKisei Ro, Kimoy Shneim HaSershanim, and he was the Rav in Oibin, or Buda, or Budin, for 12 years. Now, a couple years, a little bit after he became the Rav in Oibin, as we'll call it, there was a big problem happened. Big mevucha happened. Because he was Meshadech, I think, his son, Reb Yehuda, with someone from the city. So he made a shir with someone from the city. And all of a sudden, a big machlokes happened. And he describes this to Shaar Ephraim and Simon, Samach Zayin, and then afterwards in Samach Ches as well. He doesn't talk about it as being about himself. He talks about Rav Echad, that picked himself up from another country, moved to the city, and now people are getting up in Ma'arav, that the city was over on a cherem. What was the cherem? Because in the year Tav Tes Vav, Ur Shraga Faivish, who was a Talmud of the Ma'amil Lubin, who was the Rav in Wien, and on his way to Yerushalayim, he moved to Yerushalayim, he passed through the city of Oibin, and they asked him to make takanas. There's another simon somewhere that the Shaar Ephraim talks about, another takana that Reb Ur Shraga Faivish made. Now, you should just know, Ur, sometimes they say Ar Shraga, or we know like Uri and Shraga go together. My Rebbe, Reb Uri Shraga Mandelbaum, Zichreinu Levracha. Uri and Shraga go together, so Ar in Hebrew is a light. Ur is a fire, like Ur Kastin. So, Shraga is a candle. Candle has a flame to it. Faivish is also comes from a word, and is a Yiddish word, that originally comes from Latin or something, that also means a flame. So that's why Shraga Faivish, Shraga Faivil will always go together, and that's why Uri Shraga go together, and Ur Shraga, or maybe it's Ar Shraga, I'm not even sure which is the right. We know Uri is Shraga, maybe it's Ar Shraga. But either way, they go together. So that's why they called him Reina Rav Ur Shraga Faivish. And they gave him, says the Shaar Ephraim, the ability to be Mesakin Takonos. Shelo Yikablu Poi Rav, Sheish Lem Tzod Karva B'Soy Chakila. If you remember, we had this a different time also. There was always problems with people, relatives, who wanted to make their relative a Rav in a city. So many places, the Vadar Baratzes had such a Maisa, they made such a Takon, if I remember correctly. So it makes sense, Rav Ur Shraga Faivish, Talmud, the Maram Lublin, and that's Kufa, so they made such a Takon, a Rav can't be someone, a relative in the city. So now, they want a taina, he became the Rav, And now he became related to someone in the city. Oh, he's Ois Rav, Ivan the Chayrim. So they want the Kehila to give a knas, and they want to get rid of the Rav. And the Kehila is screaming, we never knew it was such a thing, and so on and so forth. And they said, what do you mean? And anyways, that wasn't the Takana. They're a gzeira on the Rav, Shli Schatim Maseich HaKehila. The Rav can't make any Shaduchim local. And they write, where are they going for Shaduchim? Everyone married local. What are you supposed to do? He says, "Halei kabbalase b'hechsher." When they accepted him, wasn't related to anyone. The whole var was they didn't want relatives pushing in their relatives. But to afterwards make a shidduch with someone in town and become related, the kabbalah was b'hechsher, and there's no problem. So this was a mevucha gedayla in the Chuvas Parach Matearin, Chuvas Teres Chesed. They said that the ma'arim are correct. Either Ivan the Chayrim, Chuvas Teres Moshe, Avodas Hagershuni, and Simon Beis writes to him, and they were matarit. It's very interesting if you have time to look. David Zagashuni Simon Bey is like the Dimyonis. He gives Dimyonis like the cases where Kalayim were Mutter and then became Aser. Cases where we have things that were Mutter and became Aser. Very interesting things. And the Shaar Ephraim himself in Samach Zayin Samach Ches is Mayrich in this. And at the end of Samach Ches he writes, Acharei Shekasavti Kol Zeh, after I wrote this, Zachisi Lekabel Ksav Mikarta Kadizya Shel Yerushalayim, I got a letter from Yerushalayim. I'm seeing the power. My mess up the recording. Okay. Mikarta Kadisha Dirishlaim. I heard, was zeich to be makav to get a letter from Yerushalayim, mina goin renra faivish, and mefarish devara mashakazim gzeira. So he explained to gzeira that me'olam he never meant a chacham and a rav, shemuskabo beheter, that everything was fine. Ubeprat gemay nidin didon shekivar okram in medina zacheres, and especially that he uprooted himself from other countries, va'ozav his arts and meladatai, so that I never meant that that should be a problem. Says the Shaar Ephraim, "Samachti teidu lekela shinchani b'derech emes." I thank Hashem that He led me in the proper, in the truthful way. Okay, he continues in the Akdama. The son Uveilu Hashanim Aniu Venachosi, me and my nephew Tzvi. That's the Chacham Tzvi. Batidvak nafshenu bedinu bepoiskim v'matalmud uvesidrei Mishnah Shishal berkenu nisgadalnu. We grew up on his lap, on his knees. We learned all these things: din, poiskim, Talmud, Mishnayis. Harbi Torah lamanu, we learned the Torah v'lechasarnu mimenu, we didn't decrease from him. Ketipa min hayom liyabosha. Huveini veini, then he writes, and in after 12 years, kibol igeres rabbanus mirushalayim. He received a letter of rabbanus mirushalayim, how ech shemekablam esel l'rab l'mayitz, leishivak yisei rav v'nisa v'yimala mekayim zakeina, like we said before, to become a rav and a dayan, to sit on the chair, to be memala the makam of his zeda, Rebbe Ephraim Fish. However, he writes, "Vadoni Mari Ruach Acheres Imoi." He had a different idea. Shefutza Manois of Chutza. He wanted his wellsprings to sprout outwards. Lahavi Tchila Svarav Leveis Atfus. He first wanted to print his svarim. Uleitziam Laira. Uvaze Yetzel Shara Melech. And then he'll be able to go. I'm sorry, Yovei Yoshar Melech. He'll come to the Shara Melech. What's the Shara Melech? Shara Ephraim Shebi Yerushalayim. Noichach Achotzer Achadasha. He'll be able to come after being mefarsim his Taira, so he wants to print his svarim before he goes to Yerushalayim to become the Rav. Now he already had, interesting, I would say, he's a Rav from Vilna, and then he's in Marin, how's he coming to Yerushalayim so much? He had ksharim, he had connections with Chachmi Yerushalayim, and Simen Ayin Dal, the Maram Chaviv, writes to him, Hamor HaGadol, Hameir Loretz V'ladorim Aleh, Harav Hamuva Kagoin, HaKoyin HaGadol, Maronav Rabon Ephraim Moiz Roishi. And in Simon Ainalf, the Maram Galanti writes to him, Hagoin Mufla, Kisva Yabohir, his clear writing. Interesting. Va'isi es machima, his letters are machim. Shagam shu b'ksav Ashkenaz, he writes, even though you wrote us in Ksav Ashkenaz, Ruach kodshe yefio b'veis midrashenu, sounds like they had a hard time reading it. But still, your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit was in our Beis HaMedrash, v'karinu, and we read it, v'shilashnu, and read it a third time. We're hoping that you're going to come and live in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll rejoice with you. So just now that he talks about his Kedusha, in the Akdama, his son writes about it, Hey Anav, he was a big Anav. Hey Chassid, he was a Chassid. Yoishe betanis hayim idei yoim v'yoim. There were many days he would be betanis. He would fast. Ulechol chaydish every month. Havsaka refutza yomim shnayim shleisha. 2 or 3 days that he would fast. Unahira. Unahirnan. I remember. Shoy misane pamim shabbos l'shabbos yomim shisha. There were times he would fast from Shabbos to Shabbos 6 days in a row. And even though he fasted for 6 days, he would be very diligent and with his unbelievable memory. Now let's talk about his sefer, the Shaar Ephraim. In his Shuvas, he mentions many, many Gedolei Yisrael that he wrote to, that he was heard things from, many Kehilos that wrote to him throughout the world. But many are, of his Shuvas are from his local city of 12 years, Eibin or Budin, as he calls it. He has some very long tshuvas, and his son in a Haggad Siman Dalet writes, "Kedarkei b'tshuvos haruchim d'shalke v'tari umar panim l'chol tzad." That, like his derech in his long tshuvas, that he goes back and forth, and he tries to show every tzad, every way of looking at something. That was his mahalach, to turn over everything and be able to see all sides. Interestingly, in Kuf Chaf Hei and Kuf Lam Gimel, he writes, "Arichus hana nafshi." After a long arichus, he says, "I hate arichus." So clearly he didn't think all these long tshuvas were very long. In numerous places, like Samach Vav and Ayin Beis and other places, he writes a yesod that over and over again. And in Kuf Gimel, he writes it clearly like this. He says, "Anu muzharim va'imdim." We were been warned from Seifrim and Svarim, Shekol Tatsdiki, that anything we could do, Lahashvis HaPoiskim, to be Mimayat Machloikis, to minimize arguments among the Poiskim, to show how they don't disagree, Anu Mechuyavim, Shloi Laharbis Machloikis Bein HaPoiskim. And in Kuf Yudalit, he says, "I saw what my friend, the Baal Shach, wrote in the beginning of his Sefer in Yeredeya," and he writes, says the Shaar Ephraim, "At that time, I saw that the Shach Nela Mimenu Ashilta Gebarim, he didn't write the Shilta Gebarim Shita. Then I saw in Chayshem Mishpat that he did write it. And then with Emes Kasafti Lav Harbe, I wrote to him about this a lot. Upopalti Moi upon him, and I even talked to him face to face about it. Vein Kamokim Laharich. But what's my point of bringing this?" He says, "Valachalukim Anu Boishim." He says, "The fact that the Paiskim argue is enough of a busha for us. Somehow the Shach over there made 2 Paiskim who agree to argue." So he says, the ones that agree, he wants to make them argue. "Adarabba, we have enough problems with the Paiskim who argue. Again, if we can make them not disagree, we have to do that." In Siman Nun Aleph, he says, an interesting thing, but Tuachani Bim Ezka Liras Pnei Rambam says, "If I'll be zeicha to see the face of the Rambam, Sheyachzikli Toiva, he will thank me. Shekivanti Emes Vidvar, that was mechavin to the Emes in his words." His lack of svarim in Kuf Gimel, he writes that Chaser Etzli Miteicha Bach Al Iser V'Heter, I'm missing part of the Bach on Iser V'Heter. In Kuf Yud Aleph, he's talking about a Ramah in the Haggad Shulchan Aruch. If he's telling the one he's writing to, if you have the Darkei Moshe on Yisra V'Heter, you and Shom Divrei Haggah Mechanoivim, if you could go look where the source of the words of the Haggah are from, maybe we'll get a little bit more clarity. So he didn't have it. In Kuf Chav Beis, he writes, "This that you wrote, that you couldn't find the Yerushalmi, I can't contradict you. I don't have a Shas Yerushalmi now." In Siman Samachay, he says, "I don't have an Esek in Nistaris in Kabbalah to answer these things." Aval, he says, "But you made me sort of go out of my comfort zone. The little Hashem has given me, I will answer." And he goes through a long tshuva over there about inyanim of Kabbalah and Arizal and stuff like that. At the end, he writes, at the end of a big part of it, anyone knows a little bit about Shemus HaKadoshim, Yovenes Hadvarim, Lashuram, he'll understand exactly what I'm saying. So he seemed to be pretty well versed in Kabbalah. In Siman Yogimel, he writes, the reason why the Tanoim and the Gaonim wrote Piyutim, Beloshim, Sheinim, Mevuvanim, Echaladim, very hard, very poetic, people can't understand them. Avshalomir says, maybe the reason is, And we came across someone else says this reason, if I remember correctly as well. Kadei shelo yavoyu b'akam yisbal. He was afraid. He brings, like the Gemara talks about Tarsha Baal Peh. Is Baal Peh, not Biksav, because the Goyim are going to come and be mechalal it. So the same thing over here. He's afraid the Goyim are going to take it and use it for their tefillas, to their Avodah Zarah. And he says, just like we find the Gemara's Meshabeach Beis Haftinas, that they didn't want to teach about the Maisa Ketiris, how exactly to do it, the Gemara and Yuma. They shouldn't do it. Why? Because they're afraid it will be done to Avodah Zarah. So the same thing over here, they didn't want to make it too clear so that it shouldn't be taken to Avodah Zarah. Misharaitza l'lamdam, anyone who wants to learn the piyutim, heimumuvanim al pishitas talmud and midrashim, you can understand them through the Gemara and midrashim, umamari zoyar v'sifrei kabbalah, avsheinu muvanim l'sharam, even though most people don't understand them. In Kuf Yudalid, there's a mice over there with a get, a person made al tnai, that he doesn't come back in a certain amount of time. So the Shah Ephraim says, Lei Ratzisi L'sader HaGet. I didn't want to do the get because I was afraid. So why am I writing to you? He says, because if this person, this Baal, who did end up writing the get, I guess someone else did it, comes through your Kehila, you should hold him back and tell him that it wasn't, or maybe the Pshat was written, but it wasn't. He sent a Shliach, it sounds like, if I remember correctly, and the Shah Ephraim didn't want to have the Shliach do it. And the reason, now this person thinks that he wrote a get. So he's going to pass through your town, and he's going to think Shenizgarsha Ishtai, and he'll get remarried to a second lady, which is okay, but it'll be over on the Cherem Darbeinu Gershom B'Shoigik. So, fine. V'hine, continue Shah Ephraim, Af Sheini Tzadik, I'm not a Tzadik, Be'inai, in my own eyes, but Niskayim B, I was Zeicha that I was Niskayim in me, the Pasuk, Lo Yuna L'Tzadik Olaven, Hashem doesn't bring a tzaddik to stumble and do an avera, because about 8 days after that, siva bali siva zeza siba, there was a reason that Hashem made it. Shehuchach habal achzad beisai, the Baal had to come home and it was taka battle the get. So the tnai v'nasati simcha belibi. So it doesn't sound like the get ever happened. However, he saw that the Baal thought he was leaving, and for whatever reason gave the get out tonight, and it turned out he ended up having to come back, and it ruined everything. It ruined the get. Some just other interesting things, like we like to glean about the times from the tshuvas. For example, Kuf Chav Tes and Kuf Lamed Beis, he talks of a fire that destroyed the city of Oy Ben Akar, Zman Azen, Nusuf HaKalir, Bishnas Tov Chav Tes, the whole city burnt down. In Kuf Mem Aleph, he talks about another thing. Upay Irani Yadua Shikar Amasa Matan Shalamal V'Matzad Heter. They land with ribbis al Pitarsha Rav Nachman. Tarsha Rav Nachman is the Eitzah in the Gemara over there in Ezel Neshech. Shalom, if we pass in that way or not, but he says most of the business of the lenders in our city is through that Heter. In Samach Gimel, he writes, Shemefursim Beinenu HaGolos Hazesh Anachtam Einar Hashem Lisbal B'Kviyas B'Vayas Eze Yachid. We can't have minyanim b'kviyas in one person's house. I guess in the shul they could have. But to have private minyanim in one person's house b'kviyas, they couldn't have machmas sakonas alilas. I guess the goyim would say, oh, you're gathering there every day or every few days. You're making, you can make revolutions. What are you doing it in the house for? K'noi de l'kol, so it was a simon of what they were suffering from at the time. So that's the Sefer Shar Ephraim, which he didn't print, his son printed. In Akdama, his son mentions another Sefer, Machane Ephraim ala Torah Midrasha on Torah and Medrash. The Chidah writes, V'hayle Machane Ephraim ala Torah V'neva, that was lost. In Akdama, his son continues and says as follows, V'nei b'yamim meile yamim shel tzar. In those days of tzar, Tov Lamed Ches, 1678, Bizman HaMageifa, there was a Mageifa in Eben, in Bodin. Takvu aleinu rois rabbis v'saris. Unfortunately, we had many tzaris and bad things in tzaris. V'zei yotze rishayin. The first one was b'aviseinu rabbim b'noi hagadol. Achi, his older son, my brother, b'misa chatufa, was snatched from us. Erev Shabbos Kodesh b'yoy misa Shmuel Aramasi on the yartzeit of Shmuel chav ches iyor. Balim nechase b'malishimsha. Erev Shabbos towards the in the afternoon, he was nikvar. Hagvir Achacham Rishon Chodaver Shabakdusha Haroishu Manigu Parnis Bekak Oibin Haravi Chizkio Hakoyin Zatzal Ben Shloishim Shana. He was only 30 years old. Ulemishma Izan Da Nafshenu. And then to hear the following, Da'av Nafshenu was an ache on our hearts. Shebeshiva Yemei Evil Achi Niyesiv Nechleisi. That in the Shiva of my brother, when the towards the end of the Shiva, I got sick. V'nichleisi makoseh enosh makas hamagefa. I got struck with the magefa as well. V'hi b'shama hadavar hazeh. Hadavar is a play on words. Hadavar hazeh. It's with quotations. Hadavar hazeh. Hadavar hazeh. Hisatev v'talisei. When he heard, this is the son talking, I got sick. My brother was nifter, and in Shiva I got sick. And and when my father heard about this, he sat in Fetalisa, he put on his talis, Vikapa Prusa Shamayim, Betchino Vakosh, and he davened to the Rabbi Nisham, Vikacha Yoimer, Hakayan Gadol Bitfilosa, all a play on words, very poetic. This is what the Kayan Gadol said in his Tfilo, On Hashem, Yinafshi Techas Nefesh Beni, Yedid Yechidi Ben Zakunim. I only have one son left, Ben Zakunim. Take my nefesh instead of his nefesh. Mi temusi tachdecha, let my death go for you. B'schus Yitzchak avinu hanekar kiseh, and the schutz of Yitzchak, who was nekar kiseh, I'm willing to give up my life as well. Uchishami kol dvarav nihu bechi, the son says, when I heard my father davening, I started crying. V'arimoisi koili kari shoyig shagose laviu, and I cried out like a lion crying on his father. And they were both davening, v'idenu oimid b'tfila. We were both in the middle of davening. And Hashem's hand touched me, and Ephraim started to get sick. And Yehuda started getting better. So he got sick, the Shaar Ephraim. Nar Elikim Terem Yichbe was before he was Nifter. Vayikra Libnois, so he called his son, Vayomer, Ubacha B'dmoy Shalish, and he was crying. Hine Anoichi Nesef Alami, I'm going to be Nifter. Son is Mizak, his father. Your name is Yehuda. You should be a Giber Kari, and do my own will as well. Give out my Torah to the world. Sifri, Machan Ephraim al Torah, my Sefer, Machan Ephraim al Torah, Midrasha, and my Shaar Ephraim. And they should be printed, he writes. My Kisvei HaKodesh that are in my Oitz, begins at Tzreisa, in my library. Yehuda Beni says, my son, you should be ma'ayim kinoamo ve'emes balti naderes, should be pleasant, and the truth should be there, meaning you should edit it and go through it. Kikama pamim, he says, I wrote only derech pilpul ba'alma, and maybe it's not the emes. He says, in the beginning I wrote divrei hashoyel, the question that was sent to me, and my tshuva bekitzer barashe prakim, mipnei kvedus hashicha, because I might forget what I wrote, or you know, the whole arichus. And I said to myself, "Shefne eshne v'yali l'mizkeres." When I have time, I'll come back to it and I'll remember it. And but v'heina yom karvi yom alamus v'nitra hashah. But it's not happening. I'm not getting back to it, and time is being lost. Alkein ezonah kegibar kelev ari kach shimcha. You should be like a gibar, like the lev ari. That's your name, Yehuda. V'esmach yodi alecha. I'm going to put my hands on you. V'arecha birchas kanim. I'm going to bench you with birchas kanim. And also v'simcha l'chim k'Ephraim. And I'm giving you a bracha. You should be like me, Ephraim. Lamed b'kodesh u'lishores. To stand b'kodesh u'lishores. And it was v'hi kasher v'yichal etzavos v'yig v'yosef halamov. And he was nifter b'mal shabbata. And Erev Shabbos Nishbar and HaKodesh. V'achersho Chamisish B'yoyim HaShish Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And after the fifth hour on Erev Shabbos, Yud Gimel B'Sivan, he was Nifter and he was buried. Ben Shishim Ushnaim, he was 62 years old. I said in the beginning he was 66. Let me just check to make sure I have the right. Shishim Ushnaim. That's right, he was 62 years old. So I got to go back in the beginning when I said, oh, I was right. So I said that he was born in 1616 because plus 62 is 1678. I just written incorrectly there. So he was 62 years old when he was Nifter. Miro Mishama Kazayis Gzer Min HaShemayim. Who heard such a thing? Writes his son Ish. A father and a man and his father should both be buried in 2 weeks apart. What happened to this one? Happened to this one. Whoever hears this, his ears should ring. What's going on? Such a terrible tragedy. Two of them, two people who are full of soilus chashuva people, 2 weeks apart, are both nifter with the same magefa. And that is the Shaar Ephraim, Rav Ephraim HaKayim Mivilna, in the Sharblat of Shar Ephraim, that his son printed after his Petira, just to read it, so now we could understand what was written here, Bekitzer. Sar HaTayra, Hei Chassid Va'anav, Kehillel, Batzina Denahayra, is a shining candle, Hagayin HaMeforsam, Bechassidos Uvetayra, Roy Hu Shetishra Shchinala, Maran of Rabbana, Goyin Uzay, Aspaklar Yamira, Ephraim Mibes Arain Kahana Rabba, Kadisha V'Yakira, Mikak Vilna Habira, Asher Zorcha Bekama Kilis Kedoshes. So he's from Vilna. He shined in many Kilis Kedoshes. Ula B'Saif Yama, at the end of his days, Niskabel L'Rav U'Lemer L'Akadish Yerushalayim. He was accepted as the Rav of Yerushalayim, even though he never went to Yerushalayim, but his son printed that he was accepted as the Rav and Moira in the Akadish Yerushalayim. This is Reb Ephraim HaKoyin Mivilna, the Shar Ephraim. Zchuso Yogin Aleinu V'Akol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.